I'm Tishara Loins. I'm a senior at the University of Indianapolis. I've just helped to organize some protests, some vigils this past summer. Recently, I've kind of started talking with the Get Indiana Ave Back Coalition, just true community service and activism and what that looks like for Indianapolis and for Gen Z. So I was born here in Indianapolis. When I was younger, I actually moved to Georgia, and I lived in Georgia all the way up until about middle school, like 7th or 8th grade, and we moved back here. I think when I lived in Georgia, I was just used to seeing like black people everywhere, literally in every aspect, like black judges and HBCUs and black police officers. Like that was something that was normal to me. I never feel like there's an actual space for black people here. A lot of neighborhoods have been gentrified in Indianapolis. I like the Indiana Ave campaign because it sheds a lot of light not only on what Indiana Avenue used to be, but also just shedding light on gentrification happening all over the city, which is important to like know and realize, because it's not just happening at Indiana Ave, it's happening all over. A lot of people, a lot of times, they're not aware. Like I said, I was not aware of what Indiana Avenue was. I was not aware, maybe until a couple years ago, that the Walker Theater was there. I completely forgot that Madam C.J. Walker moved here from St. Louis. That was something that it completely left from my mind. She came here because this is where all the black entrepreneurs were. You don't see that. You don't see a bunch of black entrepreneurs on Indiana Ave. You see white college students. Nothing that would indicate that black people were ever there and ever occupying that space. And so that is what the protests are about, is to just give that information to the people so we can decide what we want to do with this. We don't want to sit on it because it's hurting us. It's hurting our families. It's hurting our neighborhood. It's hurting the community we've built. It's disenfranchising the people who have lived there for 50 plus years, and we can't let that continue. So what are we going to do? We can't erase the past, but what we can do is try and vote for pieces of legislature and try and put into perspective for people that this is not how things are supposed to be. Even if you just think to myself, oh, hey, I don't like policy, I don't really like politics. Okay, well, just think, is this right or is this wrong? If it's wrong, we need to vote in someone who is going to change it to make it right. This is the first presidential election I've ever been able to vote in. So I'm nervous about it. I want people to get out and vote. I want people to go to the polls. So I'm definitely watching policy about hate crimes, police brutality bills. I'm looking at stuff with climate change, healthcare, especially at this time. Healthcare is always a big one. There's never no work to be done. And so I think that's what we have to learn with democracy. It's not just a one and done thing. It's a process. It takes time. It takes voting. It takes your voice being heard. It's going to be hard sometimes. It's not an easy thing.